Hi, this is Jan Bratt, and this is my March Hedgegram. I have just returned from the new offices of Penguin Random House, my longtime publisher, after delivering the final pages of artwork for The Tale of the Tiger Slippers. My husband Joe, my editor Susan, and art director Marika all had a celebratory lunch when we discussed the publication date, decided by the publisher, when my book tour on the bus would be, it'll be starting the day after Thanksgiving, and thoughts about how to share the fun and creative spirit with readers. As so many books do, my retelling of the tale about slippers that keep returning to their owner evolved. It turned into a loving story of mother and son, and a dramatic ending with the happy relationship of the father and his son. The last page illustrates Father Tiger, who is elegant and dignified in the garb of Mughal India, piggybacking his exuberant tiger cub towards future adventures. This image came to me from long ago when my own father would give my little daughter a perch on his shoulders at football games and especially our town's wonderful 4th of July parade. Someone snapped a photo of them, and the image remains very loving and hopeful to this day. I've dedicated the book to my husband's son, Sean's little boy, Isaac. Both father and son have red hair, just the color of the tigers we saw in India. Isaac's mom, Catherine, is a doctor of psychology, and she liked the story especially because there is a little bit of a life lesson in it, that our lives are marked with experiences that we can acknowledge, but if need be, we can put them in a special place as we live on. Of course, in my playful and colorful story for children, the fable can be enjoyed also as a fanciful adventure out of a fairy tale, starring parasol-carrying monkeys, speaking peacocks, the national bird of India, and an old-fashioned version of airmail that I hope children will find funny. Because I am not a scholar of Mughal India, a period that stretched from the 1500s until the 1800s, my editor and art director asked scholars from the academic world to look over the text and art. It was mentioned that only royals wear feathers in their turbans, and I had to repaint the feathers I had put on the Father Tiger's turban with much reluctance. I love the beauty of feathers, and I have gorgeous feathers that I have collected, and I have eagerly been waiting for a book where I could paint them. Especially beautiful are the pheasant feathers that come from the pheasants and similar colorful ground birds that live in and nearby India. One of the reasons I was drawn to the Persian and Indian miniatures and court paintings were the graceful birds and animals strolling through their albums. At the end of every book, I choose a design for the end papers, the decorative papers that hold the pages or signatures to the cover. In my book Mossy, I painted different kinds of moss. In Home for Christmas, I painted boughs of a troll-decorated Christmas tree, and so on. Now I will have the chance to paint feathers for the border, maybe with a jewel thrown in. Jewels in those times were greatly prized, but I will have my chance to paint feathers after all. I write these hedgegrams every month to give a little insight into the creative process of making a children's book. One experience that I rarely have heard talked about is the odd juxtaposition of the excitement of finishing after a year of work in contrast to the profound sadness of leaving this world I've created. I will always have the book, but what I don't have is the ability to change or make better my efforts. It is a poignant time. I am fortunate to be excited about my next book, Cozy. Is about an Alaskan muskox and his new Arctic friends. I am planning a third trip to Anchorage and now to Fairbanks in May to see our adopted muskox girl, Teal, and all her relatives. Happy creating and reading, your friend Jan.